Thank you, April. We are here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, experts in slip and fall compensation claims. Their number 1-800-848-848. And we're here for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. Visit 4ddoors.com.au. A reminder that Brandy isn't with us this morning, although hopefully he'll join us later in the show. We're trying to find him. Text us in if you've seen him. 0457 736 736. You can also give us a call on the McDonald Jones open line. And don't forget, you can save thousands on your dream home with a McDonald Jones birthday sale on now. It's their birthday and they give out the presents. How good. McDonald Jones Homes, best in the business bar none. Is there a day when the Tigers don't get a little ribbing? Not even today. Not even after the, you know, they're a million miles from the grand final. They're still copying it today. There's a little video floating around on social media. So Appy Corrissau, this must have been, they went back on the ground late last night. And Appy has brought along to grand final day all his premiership rings. So he's now got three because he won with Souths way back in 2014 and now he's won a couple with Penrith. So he's got three on. And they're filming Appy. He's, you know, showing off his rings. And someone said, you don't get them at the Tigers. So Tigers get a little dig at Appy on his way out. He goes from the premiers and back-to-back premiers at that to joining the Wooden Spooners next year. It's a great signing for the Tigers. And Isaiah Papali'i, I just hope everything goes according to plan because there's two terrific players the Tigers have picked up for next year in Corrissau and Papali'i. Now, just before your text, some other sport. Daniel Ricciardo, good timing to come up with his best finish of the year. He has finished fifth at the Singapore Grand Prix. Is it good enough to get him a seat in the Formula One next year? Only time will tell, but fifth. So 10 championship points for Daniel Ricciardo. 53 seconds down on the winner, Sergio Perez of the Red Bull team. Ferrari's second and third there. Max Verstappen, he was back in seventh position at the Singapore Grand Prix. We've got Sheffield Shield cricket starting today. If you missed it over the weekend, and I'm guessing you probably did, the Marsh Cup, embarrassing for New South Wales against WA. New South Wales was rolled for 76, their lowest ever total. And Western Australia, in reply, won with 33 overs to spare, won for 77. It was a terrible day for New South Wales. They were 6 for 20 in the ninth over. And then a bit of a stand between Daniel Sams and Sean Abbott saved total embarrassment. But they had a partnership of 38. But 6 for 20 and beaten big time. And the NBL over the weekend. In fact, I watched on Saturday night in full. I think the Kings are in for a very good year again. This new import, Derek Walton Jr., looks the absolute goods. 32 points in the first game for the Kings, beating the Hawks 106-97. Justin Simon came up with 19 points, the former Hawks player. I should make mention of Lachie Dent for the Hawks. He got 19 points on the night. He was 5 from 5 in 3-pointers. Got a couple from the field. I think they said his career stats, he'd only ever scored 22 points. He got 19 the other night. He's a bit of a cult hero. Got the red hair. And he's 6 foot tall, but in the scheme of things, he looks a little shorter than the others, the point guard. Lachie Dent, he had the hot hand. Lachie Dent the other night. In fact, the best finish of the weekend, thanks to Pasload Tools, all-new Pasload Trimmaster, build to perform, reliability, comfort, performance in-store. Now, I think it is the Sydney Kings. If you watch the game, they were behind in that final quarter, and they won running away, 1-9. So a really good finish by the Kings. Great signs for the season, and they definitely the best finish of the weekend thanks to Pasload Tools and the all-new Pasload Trim Master in store now. Let's go back to the text, 0457 736 736 from Jace. G'day, Vossie. Bravo, the Penrith Panthers. As complete a grand final performance as you'll ever see. P.S. There's a rumour Brandy and Roy Simmons, dressed in their 1991 Dada jerseys, were having a schooner with every Penrith fan. Who could blame them? Good call. Jace from Miko. Vossie, huge excitement this morning in Hobart as an expected sighting of the extinct Tasmanian tiger was being reported. Turns out it was a black panther. Brandy spotted hitching along the southern outlet in South Hobart. So he's ended up in Tasmania, Miko. That's amazing news. Mick says, hopefully the rumour of Spencer Lenu following Appy is true. Spencer Lenu, you've been chopped around. Penrith, you can't hang on to them all. But what I saw from the New South Wales Cup side, they do have depth there. This one, got to admire what the Panthers have done. Built the team through development. I doubt they're using much third-party payments, and they play fast, open football. I can only hope that what the Tigers have now put in place leads to success in a few years' time. Mick of Portland. Pierce, thanks again for being on air on a public holiday. I'm working, and shout out to my son, Matt, who will be listening while mowing lawns. G'day, Matt. That's from Mick. And yes, we're happy to be on air on this public holiday Monday because so much good sport to talk about. And we are on air all day here on SEN. This one from Balo in Orange. Yes, Balo would have done it tough yesterday. Hey, guys, I'm a bit slow to get going this morning. Okay, actually, Mark, have you got the sad music there? I feel if it's, we haven't had too many. Thank you. From a Parramatta fan, Balo in Orange. I'm a bit slow to get going this morning. Unfortunately, the Panthers were far too good for the Eels. Congrats to all the Panthers fans. You're probably still celebrating. Being an Eels supporter is a hard thing. It's a hard thing. So much hope and so much disappointment. I still love the mighty Eels. Thanks for the show, Vossie. Catch you next season. Thank you, Balo. So Balo's just put the cue on the rack for the year. Oh, Bozo, that's a bit savage. There we go. This one, for sale. A blue and gold 2022 series Juju, one owner. Slight mark on the week one final, but otherwise very reliable. Regrettable sale. No tie kickers or Tiger players. Call Vossie on 1300-01-1170. The Tassie Toad. Look, the Juju. Let's just do a quick stock take on that, the Juju. This, you know. So I called Parramatta 13 times this year. They win 12 of 13. So they're 12-1. They played 15 times without me calling, and they're 6-9. That's incredible. So work out the maths. 40% winning rate when I didn't call them. And when they did call, that was 80. That's about 95%. That's Juju, folks. That is Juju. Yeah, well, there you go. This one, Port Macquarie Pool. Hello, Pool. Morning, Vossie. Morning, Pool. Really disappointing result yesterday. I thought they were primed for a big effort, but unfortunately they were wiped off the park. I'm talking, of course, North Melbourne women beating the Swans 67-1. Yeah. Look, it's not a good result. I don't know. You're going to have to be patient. But I do feel, look, I will say there is obviously, quite obviously, alarmingly, not the depth for 18 teams in the AFLW. That is so glaringly obvious. And we will speak to Scotty Gowans later in the week, but North Melbourne beating the Swans in the AFLW by 67-1 does not read very well at all. David Asenai's Joey Johns is guilty of wild hyperbole every single game and a prisoner of the moment. Brandy is still ahead of Cleary, even with back-to-back premierships. Yeah, look, I'm certainly agreeing with you, David. I disagree with Joey. Certainly in terms of premierships now, Nathan can hang his hat on 3 grand finals, 2 premiership wins. Brandy came through Penrith when they were a minnow, with respect. Is part of their first time they ever made the finals in 85. They're not a heavyweight. Alexander, the highlight statement you can make of Brandy is absolutely megastar class. He was just a sensational player. Nathan Cleary, I'll say this now, we'll get there. But if you run a highlights package right now of Nathan Cleary and Greg Alexander, in minutes the Greg Alexander tape still goes a lot longer than the Cleary tape. So Alexander, an amazing player. I've still got him ahead of Nathan Cleary. The Chop is on the text. G'day, Chop. Apparently property prices in Parramatta are rising. With this double La Nina going on, Parramatta only place in drought, 36 years and counting. Thank you, Chop. That is a savage blow on Parramatta fans doing it tough today. And one more before the break from Andrew in Newcastle. Great performance, especially by the forward pack in the first 20 minutes by Penrith. Emotions can override reality in these situations. Brandy's still in front of Cleary for me. And Edwards, 101 to tour England, unfortunately. Well, I think they will find a spot. But anyway, we'll find out. 18 and a half minutes to 8. Michelle Bishop at Penrith in just a moment.